I have nothing whatever to say in defense or palliation of my conduct. I can only say that in order to spare you the task of ordering me out, I am leaving.
Oh, come, Mr. Williams, that is not at all necessary. Anyone is apt to take a drop too much occasionally.
Really, my friend, you are not at all offensive. We have not even entertained the thought of your leaving us. Nor had he. The 10,000 credits which the lensman had thrown away during his spree would have condoned behavior 1,000 times worse, but Crowninshield did not refer to that. Thank you for your courtesy, sir, but I remember some of my actions and I blush with shame, the Aldebaranian rejoined stiffly. He was not to be mollified. I could never look your other guests in the face again. I think, sir, that I can still be a gentleman, but until I am certain of the fact, until I know I can get drunk, as a gentleman should, I am going to change my name and disappear. Until a happier day, sir. Goodbye. Nothing could make the stiff-necked Williams change his mind, and leave he did, scattering 5-credit notes abroad as he departed. However, he did not go far. As he'd explained so carefully to Crowninshield, William Williams did disappear, forever, Kinnison hoped. He was all done with him. But the grey lensman made connections with Worsell. Thanks, old man. Kinnison shook one of the Volantian's gnarled, hard hands, even though Worsell never had had much use for that peculiarly human gesture. Nice work. I won't need you for a while now, but I probably will later. If I succeed in getting the data, I'll lens it to you as usual for record. I'll be even less able than usual, I imagine, to take recording apparatus with me. If I can't get it, I'll call you anyway to help me make other arrangements. Clear ether, big fella. Luck, Kinnison. And the two lensmen went their separate ways. Worsell to prime base, the Tellurian on a long flit indeed. He had not been surprised to learn that the galactic director was not in the galaxy proper, but in a star cluster. Nor at the information that the entity he wanted was one Jalti, a Colonian. Boscone, Kinnison thought, was a highly methodical sort of chap. He marked out the best way to do anything and then stuck by it through thick and thin. Kinnison was almost wrong there, for not very long afterward Boscone was called in session and that very question was discussed seriously and at length.
"Granted that the Colonians are good executives," the new ninth of Boscone argued. "They are strong of mind and do produce results. It cannot be claimed, however, that they are in any sense comparable to us of the Ike. Eichlann was thinking of replacing Helmuth, but he put off acting until it was too late.